That's right. Each week I'm joined by our regular correspondent, talking the land of the free and the home of the brave, our big brother nation, the United States of America. It's Professor Ed Blakely from the University of Sydney. This week we're back on the US presidential trail, and the polls were looking good for Hillary Clinton, but has she just had a stumble before she could cross the finish line? Ed joins me on the line now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. I'm in North America.
Yeah, mate. Talking to us from New York this morning, I understand.
No, actually from Canada.
Oh, fabulous. Okay. Well, yeah, the frozen north, as it were. Plenty to talk about this week.
Nice and warm.
Mate, plenty to talk about this week. Let's start off with Hillary Clinton. And, well, first off, to give us a little bit of a context, the Hillary Clinton health conspiracy, this has been going on for, well, a little while now, this conspiracy about her health. Why is there so much concern coming from the conservative camp?
Well, I think Hillary's had bouts with weight loss, going up and down, bouncing up and down. And, of course, that's given people some notion that she's not very fit, which may be true in the sense that she's not the kind of heavy workout person that her husband is. But other than that, I think this is what you might call campaign fatigue. She has never been through an entire primary and then through a brutal election campaign. Remember, she hasn't run for public office except for senator, which was a much easier road than a national campaign. So she's got to take care of herself.
Now, at the 9/11 memorial we saw just over this past weekend, Hillary had a bit of a stumble, or rather seemed like she actually did collapse and had to be basically carried into the car. And this, again, sort of sparked up these fears for health, these conspiracies around her health. What do you make of it all?
Well, I think this is the problem that Hillary has. It's not her health, it's her transparency. If she'd said, look, I'm not feeling well, it might be a flu bug, it might be that something I ate, but I think I've said as much as I can now, I'm going to go back home, and my campaign staff will let you know what my status is. But it seemed like she was trying to hide the issue. She's come pretty clean with it now, but you know, after those remarks she made about gay, anti-gay, homophobics, and so on, it just seemed like she was lurching rather than being straight and narrow. When people need to be strong, she didn't look strong. Clearly, Trump has played this very carefully. He hasn't said that there's something wrong with her. He's just said, where is she? So it does look like she's lurching forward, but inch by inch, she's really got to bounce back now when it comes to the debate.
Well, she has taken the step of releasing some medical docs to prove that she was suffering from pneumonia over the weekend when this memorial stumble happened. Was this a fairly unusual sort of step to take?
Yes. And it was taken because of, think about this, it doesn't look like she's entirely telling the truth all the time and not transparent. And so she had to get as much evidence as she could to show her case. It's too bad Hillary, you know, she could clutch defeat from the jaws of victory here if she doesn't just stand up and walk straight.
Well, in the other corner, Donald Trump, he is, well, he's responded to some criticisms about his own health or suspicions about his own health with a rather unusual move to go on this... well, the program of this Dr. Oz, who does all these sort of, well, fairly pseudo-scientific, pseudo-health kind of stories a lot of the time. He gets quite a bit of flack for that one. But he's gone on this program with the very fame-hungry Dr. Oz to go over his own medical records. And Dr. Oz has sort of given him the thumbs up for being transparent and for being relatively healthy. What do you make of this one?
Well, what Trump needs to do is show what his own doctors have been doing and going for a physical at Bethesda, like most candidates do, and get a really clean bill of health. I don't know whether he's healthy or not, but this seems a little bit pathetic to have a show doctor giving you a health bill. It's not the way you should proceed. I think, again, this is like him going to Mexico. Here he had a clean opportunity, and rather than seizing it, he's muddied the waters. If he's going to take a shot at Hillary, it ought to be with the cleanest, most transparent, clearest direction. And why he's bouncing around this is beyond me. But he's got something to hide. And it probably is some health record that he doesn't want exposed.
You know, interestingly enough, Huffington Post reporting or indicating a belief that they think this story, this Dr. Oz health record story, has sort of been manufactured to obscure another story about Trump's financial ties to Russia and organized crime. Newsweek's Kurt Echenwald, he actually he made these connections, these financial ties to several foreign governments and to criminal organization that Trump has through the Trump Organization, and yet we hardly see that making headlines. Have you even come across this one over there?
Oh, yeah. This is kind of old news becoming stronger news. There are a lot of people who are speculating that if the campaign manager left because of this, that this was going to come out much bigger, and his campaign manager had some ties with some of the people that Trump had ties with, and he knew they'd both be tied up in this, and he might fall and not be able to do anybody's campaign in the future. So Trump is dancing around something here that's pretty ugly, and there's no doubt at all that he has been, for financial reason, dealing with some of these people who don't report their income. Let's put it that way.
And he might be willing to release his so-called health exam results, but he's still unwilling to release his tax returns in a move that is, well, still stunning a lot of people.
Well, I think his tax returns are going to show that he's taken advantage of every offshore loophole you can. And he probably has three or four bankruptcies that he's writing off, and those returns would show those bankruptcies, and that he's writing off these LLCs and things that he's used to cover some of his real estate deals. And he needs to do that in order to pay less tax. There's no doubt that Donald Trump is messing around with this and his accountants. I suspect he actually hasn't paid any taxes in a few years.
Well, this is quite interesting because, as you say, we've got Hillary Clinton who could snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, and we've got Trump who seems unwilling to take really any golden opportunities that are offered to him, like the Mexico sort of situation there. So what are the polls telling us? What's the predictions at the moment as we do enter the final stage of the race?
Well, I've been reading the polls at a couple levels. One is in the 10 states that somebody needs to win to have to declare a clear victory. Uh-huh. And Hillary's ahead in almost all of them, except Florida, where it's nip and tuck. There's some polls that say a few points ahead and some show her a few points behind. But in some states are quite surprising. Her lead is really expanding, like in California and Virginia. And Trump's attempts to get more votes in Ohio haven't really done much for him. Now, it softened Clinton a little bit, but it hasn't moved in the polls. So I'm thinking that Trump needs her really to fall. And so what he's trying to do is keep his name out of it for a few minutes in case she does. Because I said earlier that I thought he was running for something else. But now he's in an interesting predicament that he has to run for the presidency for his own credibility. And if that credibility is destroyed before, you know, the polls open, he's in deeper trouble. So he's hoping Hillary's troubles will be as weighty as his own. As it stands, there are very few people who say they will go into the polls, who go regularly, who want to see Trump as president.
Well, mate, it is a very long campaign, but we are sort of rounding this final curve, so plenty of interesting developments, or I'm sure there are going to be plenty of interesting developments in the lead-up to November. Do appreciate, mate, you joining us on this morning.
We will have a lot to talk about.
You have a good time, mate.
Take care, mate. Thank you. Bye.